motivation is a scam. People make money only to deliver motivational speeches. These days, according to my point of view, there's nothing more beneficial thing than you have a mindset to change to improve. Think big is fine, but start whatever you have it. But have a thinking, I'm gonna grow bigger. Lots of people struggle, they can't have consistent actions. One thing is, I am Zafar Khan. Welcome to Zafarology. After building multiple businesses, starting as a taxi driver training and scaling into multi-million dollar success, I have learned the exact frameworks that can make any business a success. If you are a business owner who's tired of the guesswork and wants proven strategies to grow and scale, you are in the right place. Let's turn your vision into thriving business. Motivation has a power. I do not agree with this statement respectfully. And I do apologize from the entire universe of motivational speakers. To me, motivation is a scam. People make money only to deliver motivational speeches. Because lots of time, people love some songs, some music, and a few things. They understand lots of people love to hear motivational talk. You know what does motivational talk? It takes you to the next world. It takes you to be the most richest person in the world. It takes you to the inventor of many things. It takes you to whatever. But you don't have to do anything, only in your imagination. So motivation is a state of mind, which is unnatural. If you have a motivational state of mind 24 hours and 7 days a week, you will end up in the hospital, maybe in the mental hospital. Motivational state of mind, if the doctor checked your blood pressure, it will maybe were higher or lower. It's just not natural, motivational state of mind. So motivational state of mind is a bubble. When bubble bursts, it's all finished. Motivational state of mind is nothing except gas. But motivational state of mind, if you have motivational state of mind and you execute that one, you take some actions with motivational state of mind, then that is blessing. Then it's not just a motivational state of mind, then that motivation can take you to the next level. If you take some action and execution plan, you are motivated and overnight motivation, you have lots of motivation, and when you come in the morning, everything is gone, bubble finished. I'm against that motivation. If the motivation have any plan to execute, to go to the next level, then it's beautiful, it's wonderful, then it's not scam, then it's a blessing. So motivation is itself is a scam if there's no execution plan. There are lots of people through mindset of change. You can have motivational state of mind into execution. There's a bridge, little bridge, and that bridge is called change bridge. Change to improve. If you hear the motivational talk and if it's a beautiful and put into practice and start taking actions, you know, then it's a blessing. So with the motivational state of mind, you got to have a change set of mind, mindset where you can change yourself, change to improve, change to take action, change to go to the next level, change to hire beautiful people, change to work on a result-oriented task. Any idea you get, you know, you go to the next level. So motivational state of mind, if you want to have execution, you must have to have a change, mindset of change. These days, according to my point of view, there's nothing more beneficial thing than you have a mindset to change to improve. Then these people, does not matter, they change to improve all the time. They get from left, right, and center every single day. They sit with elders, youngers, good, bad people, they learn from everyone, they change to improve.
Listen, building a business isn't about luck. It's about having the right blueprint. I have spent years scaling many companies into a multi-million dollar empire, and I have put everything I have learned into my latest book, 8 Pillars of Business Success. It is the exact framework I use to build, grow, and dominate in business. If you want real strategies that actually work, this book is your recipe. Everything you need to grow is one click away. Get your copy now through the link in the show notes. Back to the episode.
If somebody's stuck and can't do it, I think the best thing is they should have relaxing time, and think about having 1 hour alone, 1 hour alone, and use their brain, how I can change this mind to better by using having 1 hour alone. We'll give you 1 point agenda, as long as no internet, no telephone calls, no social media, no mobile phones, nothing, simple 1 hour alone. If you're stuck, I think you have a pen and paper. I said, how I can get out of it, what I can do to get out of it, how I can, I think with 1 hour, what and how will change your state of mind. Gift goes to the next level. Right now, the thing is that to me, motivation got, I'm not motivated with anything. Any better idea I get, I'm motivated because I'm going to implement it. It's not a motivational state of mind I need to have it. No, I have any idea to learn, any idea to improve from right, left, and center. Any idea from staff member, from juniors, from daughters, from anyone, I get any idea to improve. That becomes a motivational factor to improve. Simple one, right now, I call it every improvement is my motivational. I don't believe in just on having a motivational state of mind. If I become have a motivational state of mind, then I think how I can execute. They say, oh, opportunity is gone. It's not the right time. All the time I hear, lots of time people say, oh, I can't do it. I cannot execute right now because the time is not right. Oh, time is gone past. Or, you know, it's very difficult to do business anymore. I don't have money to do business. You know? I don't have business mindset to do anything. If you don't have it, try to learn to have it. There's one thing is called learn. Learn. If you don't know, just learn. If you want to do anything, just learn. First step, learn not just add the knowledge to your brain. Learn to execute. Learn more. Simple as that. Go and learn and learn and learn. Lots of people struggle. They can't have consistent actions. One thing is, I believe, this is my personal thinking, which I've done some research, not many people know that, what consistency does to them. And people do not understand the meanings of 90 days consistent actions, focused actions. When you do anything consistently on a daily basis, it runs into compounding effect. Because people don't believe in that. People don't know that. Motivational speakers don't tell them, go and start doing it and take actions consistently. When you take action consistently, it goes into have a compounding effect. Compounding effect, compounding effect, compounding effect, it will happen. And I think the best thing is they need to understand if they're serious about success, then they have to allocate their time. They have to plan their time. They're going to spend their 80% and 90% time with consistent actions, with money-oriented tasks and so on. So only one thing is you have to give something to get something back. It's not possible. You don't want to give anything. It's not the money here. It's the time here. It's your energy here. It's your focus here. If you can't give your time, energy, and focus, forget about success then. Here, you are not giving money. Here, you're giving your time, your focus, your money, your thinking, how you can do it. If you face the failure, celebrate that failure. Say, go to the next level and go for the detours and detours and detours. That's it. And if you really serious about it, you have to give your time. And if you think I can't give time, then forget about it. Then you'll be successful in your dreams. All that I would like to say is that why I said is motivation is scam, anything like that. Real thinking is this: take action, execute, and execute small. If you have a small business, start from your garage, start from one room. Don't go. Think big is fine, but start whatever you have it. But have a thinking, I'm going to grow bigger. And even start from your garage. Start small and be consistent. It's impossible you not be successful. You will keep going. If you are consistent enough, you will keep on expanding, keep on expanding, keep on expanding. There's no such thing called overnight success.
Thanks for tuning into Zafrology. If you found value in this episode, the best way to support the show is by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. For more content, find me on all social media platforms or visit zafarkhan.com. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep smiling. I'll see you in the next episode.